For those of you just joining us, I am speaking with Mr. Travis Shaw, whose music we are hearing now. The song is entitled Welcome Home. It is from the CD Reinvention, and we are getting ready to go inside the music with Travis. Travis, if you would, share with us some of what's happening inside this song.
Okay, well, right now we're hearing the guitar solo that was played by Patrick Arthur, who is a Davidson Fine Arts student and is currently studying at Kennesaw State University. And this is set up as an improvisation section within a jazz composition. So the bass and the drums are essentially repeating the same phrase, and now we've just heard a new transition where essentially what you do is you set up almost like a pillow for the soloist to create on top of. It's a layer, and everything that the guitar is playing is improvised. And then this is a bass solo that I didn't exactly improvise all of. I mean, I did improvise it, but I got the chance through Studio Magic to work on it a few times and kind of really develop it as its own. It's almost like a little composition within the composition.
Ah, check out this solo, everyone. Mr. Shaw on bass. Right here, it seems like it's primarily you and the drummer.
Yes, just me and the drums. And then this brings back in the what we call the head, or the melody of the song. This is the same as the introduction, just bass and drums. And then you'll hear the guitar come in. And then we'll hear the oud, which was played by Amos Hoffman, come in as well. Also, in the background, if you listen closely, you can hear Rob Foster playing, I think he was playing alto flute or bass flute one here, I can't remember.
What is the primary role of the drummer in this particular song?
So the drummer is Edwin Hamilton, who is a very close friend and a fantastic musician and a fantastic person. You know, he's setting the groove. I mean, everything that the band is doing is laying on what Edwin's doing. You know, he's the blanket that we're all standing on. So I think that would be the best way for me to describe it.
That is so interesting, that, and it doesn't sound like he's doing a whole lot of fancy things that make you go ooh and ah, but what he's doing seems to help keep everything flowing.
Yeah, you know, I think I tend to write with a lot of space in my music, and Edwin's such a great musician that he knows me, and he knows me very well, and he knows the music that I create. And he helps me create that. You know, he knows, his instincts are very, very keen. So he's one of those people that, you know, I can call with questions or with ideas, or if I'm in a musical setting and Edwin's there on drums, I have 100% trust, you know, with anything. I mean, musical, life-wise, you know, anything.
Yeah. That's awesome to have a friend like that.
Yes, it is.
Friend and musician, that's awesome. You all been knowing each other a long time?
We've known each other for at least 3 years now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've always had really strong connections with drummers.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That's something that's been a theme throughout my life as a musician, is having really strong connections with the drummers that I work with.
Wow, that's interesting. Again, the title of the song, ladies and gentlemen, is Welcome Home. You know, it always amazes me, Travis, when you can have just a few instruments that fill up so much of the air with sound waves.
Yeah. Yeah, Well, here you have, you know, you have drums, you have bass, electric bass, you have electric guitar, you have the oud, which is being played by a master musician, Amos Hoffman. You also have the alto and bass flute, I can't remember. And then I forgot to mention that Dennis DeSano is also playing trumpet in the background. It's being improvised. And it was all mixed very masterfully by Sean Guest, who's another musician who did the mixing, mastering, and the recording of this album, and was huge in helping me to realize the concept of this recording.
I got you. Is it important that musicians in general have the kind of relationship, even if it's not as intense, as that which you have with your drummers?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think so, you know, because when you... I mean, music is obviously an extension of life, and music is a language, right? So that language is an extension of the person. So if you're really connected to somebody, then you're going to connect with them musically in a much more profound way, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just natural. But yeah, everybody on this CD, you know, like I could pick up my phone right now and call any one of these guys and talk to them, you know, about anything, any of them. They're, you know,
and you mentioned that. I tell you what comes to mind. As you talk about that, you mentioned language, which of course is communication. You mentioned the importance of really being able to connect, and I'm thinking, man, what you reminded me of are the times that I've heard musicians and singers talk about how when they're playing, when they're singing for the vocalist, it's not just words for the musician. It's not just the instrument. Their souls are engaged.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I mean, music is a visceral extension of the spirit, you know? And I think for me, personally, music is very spiritual, you know? I mean, I am a church musician, and I play at Warren Baptist Church, and I'm a staff musician there, and but it goes, you know, it doesn't matter what, if I'm playing in a church setting or not, music is spiritual for me.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want you to hear more. Travis Shaw and I will be right back. Stay with us. More music from Travis Shaw. More music 101 right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.